Good afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where you listen to bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, November 29th, right here in the Kill Studios, and we've got sounds from the Peloton at the Tour de Tucson. Also, race reports from our field correspondent, Northern California Gen X, and the Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross Race in Golden Gate Park, as well as Urban Cyclocross and sounds of the Urban Cyclocross in Long Reach on a fabulous new venue out there. So let's go to race results now.
Okay, and on November 28th, right in Golden Gate Park, San Francisco, the Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross continued. Category A men's race results. We've got some on-site reporting also by our the field correspondent, Gen X. We'll be listening to her later. Rounding out the podium, Scott Chapin in third place. Justin Robinson, second place, riding for Cal Giant Specialized. And riding for Bissell, Ben Jacques Mains, with a winning time of 59.09. That's Category A men. The single speed A's. Picking up that win was Rainier Schieffer, riding for Freewheel Hunter. Category B men's, rounding out the podium, Alex Wick in third place, riding for Davis Bike Club. Taking second, Taleo's Justin Abbott, and your winner, City Cycles of San Francisco's Ryan Moore. The single speed B's, Van Dessel's Harley Constantin, rounding out the podium for third place, HUP United's Andrew Yee taking second. And Missing Link Third Rails, Christopher Elbow, taking the win in the single speed B's. Category C men, San Jose Bike Club's Jonathan Cryer Tran taking third, Brian Clarkson in second, and your winner, Mission Cycling's Zach Bass. In the Masters 35 Plus, Category C, David Crotley taking third place, Evergreen Racing's Eric McConkie in second, and Murray Renaissance's Michael Lodion picking that win up. Junior women's under 15, Kayla Crockwell riding for Ventana Mountain Bikes taking third. Second place riding for Sprocket Rocket, Eliana Stefani, and from Team Mad Cat, your winner, Avery Morin. The juniors 10 through 14 taking third place, Bobby Tara, riding for DJ's Produce. Picking up second, Sprocket Rocket's Giovanni Stefani. And your winner from Santa Cruz Junior Cycling, Chance Teener. The Masters 55's, John Brown, rounding out the podium in third place from Family Cycling Center. Webcor's Alto View's George Smith taking second. And your winner, Cal Giant Strawberries, Norm Kreiss. Masters 55s. The Category C women. Third place, Mariska Vaudigel. Second place going to Sophia Marin. And your winner, Erin Durkee. In the Category A women, Team Rambuski's Karen Brems taking third. Ibis's and the Danger Barb's Howe taking second. And Scott Ritchie's Carrie Barnhold picking up the win. The Category B women, Chris Lundy taking third, riding for Thirsty Bear. Berkeley's Kristen Vetterlein in second, and Davis Bike Club's Ellen Sherrill taking the win. And in the women's Masters 35s, Category A's, Kathleen Bortolussi riding for Bay 101 HRS taking third. Team Roaring Mouse's Julie Bates in second, and Divine Electric Kristen Drum picking up that win. And in the Masters 35 Plus Category A's, Don Myra riding for Ibis, taking third. And it was a Cal Giant second and first. Second going to Todd Hofer and James Coates picking up the win. The Masters 45's, third place going to Cal Giant's David Anderson. Second place also Cal Giant's Guinan Mial and Kevin Merrigan riding for Team Rambusky Law picking up the win. And in the Masters 45 Plus Category B's, your winner riding for Missing Link, Max Thompson. That was the Bay Area Super Prestige in Golden Gate Park on November 28th. Let's get into some race results for the Urban Cyclocross Turkey Cross held on November 14th. Out in Long Beach, the LBC, right downtown on Shoreline Drive in Shoreline Village, a fantastic new, never-before-used venue. Right out there in front of the Queen Mary. It was a hotly contested race between the pro men's leaders, first and second, positions being traded off by the Vertican brothers, Garnet and Griffith Vertican, duking it out neck and neck the entire race in the pros until the very end, where Garnet sprinted away from brother Griffith to take home the win. And the $450 value Anvil tool case, really cool prize donated by Anvil Cases, along with a cash purse. Garnet Vertican taking the win over brother Griffith Vertican in the pros. In the women's, Julie Guthrie continued to extend her lead in the series by picking up the win, riding for Now Emma's Society over Chola Pacific's Annette Padilla in second. Men's Category 3s and 4s, Josh Compa rounding out the podium in third place, riding for Linked Cycling. Ritty Racing's Spencer Cannon taking second, and Griffith Vertican in his second race taking the win in the Cat 3s and 4s. The junior men's 10 through 14, Eric Enright in third, Kenji Yoshimoto running for Team Velocity taking second, and state champion Duncan Reed running for Bike Palace Back on Track taking another win and further extending his lead in the Urban Cyclocross Series in the juniors 10 through 14. Juniors 15 through 18, fourth place going to Nathan Enright, third place Encino Velo's Edward Horvett. Second place, Bike Palace Back on Track's Ricky Riddell. And your winner from Show Air Sun is Michael Sheen. The Masters 35, very hotly contested for second place. Three riders riding together the entire race, with Al Morinaca struggling to hang on to that duo of Chola Pacific's Jesus Ortega and David Williams, who put the hurt on Al a couple of times, and Al bridged it back up and then rolled away from them for the sprint, taking second place, Team Velocity. So in fourth was David Williams, Chola Pacific. Second place, Jesus Ortega, Chola Pacific. Second going to Team Velocity's Al Morinaca, and the winner rolling away early and taking an early lead and continuing to extend his lead in the series, South Bay Wheelman's Alex Hall. The Masters 45 Plus, rounding off the podium, third place, SC Velo's Charlie Stone. Second place, Ironfly's Michael Hines, and your winner from Factory Blue Racing, Michael Marks. Single Speed Elite, men's category 1s through 4s. Third place going to Jeffrey Goebel, riding for Team Velosport. Second place, Scott Reeves, also Team Velosport. And Ritty Racing's Alan Zinneker taking that win. In the beginner women's, category 3s and 4s, Chris Acampa, Lynx Cycling, taking second. Julie Guthrie, Now MS Society, taking that win. The beginner men's category 4s, rounding out the podium in third place, Bike Palace Back on Track's James Riley. Second place, Michael Hahn. And your winner, Chola Pacific's Mike Cote. In the beginner single speed category 4s, rounding out the podium, The Path's Barry Walsh in third, Greg Afsa second, and BikeMan.com's Roger Jorgensen taking the win. That was the Urban Cyclocross Turkey Cross in Long Beach, held on November 14th.
Yeah, but we are just- just moments away from the women's pro race. Sun is still out. It's still a little bit chilly, about 54 to 56 degrees. I'm looking at the women's start line right now. Looking pretty stacked here with Martina Petella riding for third pillar, Tiffany Cromwell with Banner Kitten, Megan Gagne with Sterling Sports Group. I see Karen Browns with Rabuski Law. Some other teams out here are California Giant. Oh, I see Vanessa Drigo with Banner Kitten. I see Freewheel Cycles, Catherine Curry Mathis with Webcore. I see some Rory Mouse out here. It's going to be a great field today. All right, more from the course.
Got some upcoming events for you. Southern California and Northern California both. It's cyclocross season, and coming up on December 5th in Southern California, the Urban Cyclocross Series finals are in Palos Verdes Estates on an all-new course. This is an all-new course because of rain. Completely different conditions from earlier in September. Back on Track Productions brings you this event, as well as Palos Verdes Bicycle Center Racing. This is December 5th, the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals. Castle Rock Winery, big thanks to them for stepping up as a sponsor. And the lowest entry fees in Southern California for cyclocross, $23. All categories. You can register online at Sports Space Online, and each time you register, you get a chance to win a cyclocross frame. Frame drawing will be done for the December 5th event. Yes, that's right. Every time you enter, is another chance to win the cyclocross frame from Sports Space Online. Visit sportspaceonline.com for registration. And race details at socalcyclocross.org. And portions of the race will be featured on Bikesport Radio as well. Also on December 5th, the Bay Area Super Prestige Series concludes, and that's at Coyote Point in San Mateo. Bay Area Super Prestige, multiple categories for all riders of all abilities, including beginners, juniors, men, women, and masters. Racing starts at 8:30 with the juniors, finishing up with the feature event, the Category A men at 1, and also Category B men and single speed B men at 2:15, and all racing going on during the day as well. Again, this is in San Mateo at Coyote Point. Visit BayAreaCX.com for details on the Bay Area Super Prestige Series and Series Finals Cyclocross. And then coming up in Bend, Oregon, is the National Championship Cyclocross Nationals in Bend. That's going to be in December. And you can find out full details on that at usacycling.org. Registration is still open online for National Championships in Bend, Oregon. That's in December. Visit usacycling.org for all details.
All right, livening it up here a little bit. That's upcoming events. If I sound a little slow, it's because I've been sick, actually, and I apologize for my voice. My voice isn't coming over quite so good as it usually does, being a little stuffed up with the flu. And Bikesport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we've got an interview with Catherine Mattis from up north in California, Bay Area Super Prestige Cyclocross. We've also got sounds of the Super Prestige Cyclocross, sounds from the Long Beach Cyclocross, some award ceremonies, and also a winner interview with Frank Said of Velo Allegro at the Long Beach Cyclocross. So listen up and enjoy the sounds of bike racing here on Bikesport Radio.
All right, like I said, a beautiful day at Golden Gate Park. I'm here with Catherine Mathis. What are you doing here today?
Well, you know, I did this race a couple years ago and had so much fun, and I was planning on coming out to watch it, so I figured, what the hell, I'll race.
That's awesome. Hey, so did you pre-ride the course? What do you think of the conditions?
The conditions are really good. There's a couple slick sections. You know, I think when you're pre-riding it by yourself, it's usually not an issue, but, I mean, my number one thing is safety and having fun out there, but it's a fun course. The crowds are great, so.
Awesome. What kind of bike are you riding today?
I have a Leopard, the CX-5. X1, which I got a couple years ago when we were sponsored by Leopard, and it's a great, responsive, smooth bike, so it's a nice ride.
Fun times. And the one question that people are wondering is, what are you running your air pressure at today?
You know, I have no idea. what should I run my air pressure? I should talk to someone who knows more than I do, because I probably have a little bit too much air right now, so I might... Yeah, tap it down a bit.
All right, well, we'll find out. Hey, good luck out there today.
Thanks, Jen.
This is Jen Reither with Bike Sport Radio. I'm up here in San Francisco today at Golden Gate Park at the Golden Gate Cyclocross Race today. Gorgeous conditions. Couldn't ask for anything better. Nice blue sunny skies. We got about 55 degrees. We got hundreds of people here watching the race. I hear it's about an 8 to 10 minute lap, depending on your speed. We have tacky conditions. There's a couple of runouts, a couple of mud pits, and man, people are just flying through this start finish line. You can hear the crowd. It's a pretty exciting race today. I see that there's been a lot of talk about the women's pro race today. We have some spectacular women racing today. Just to give you a few of them, we've got Carrie Barnhold with Scott Ritchie, Gina Hall with Cal Giant, Karen Brands with Team Rambuski, Devin Haskell with Bike Station Aptos, Carolina Bingham with Stone Racing, Stella Carey with Bay 101, Michelle Monroe with Buy Sell, Helene Drum with Peanut Butter & Co. We have Sarah Bamberger with iHeart Brats, Beverly Cheney with Team Roaring Mouse, Kathleen Shannon with Hunter Freewheel, Haley Juno with Webcor Altobello, Kelly Cheney with Missing Link, Courtney Dimple with Bike Station Aptos, and that's just to name a few. I did see Karen Brems out, or Catherine Cat Curry out here. I saw Karen Brems. I also see Tiffany Cromwell, who's actually guest riding for Vanderkitten over here. She races for Team Lotto in Europe. So we're just going to see how things go today and get some interviews, and I'll give you some action from the course. All right, I am here at the TRP break zone. We've already got Rory Mouse in the lead. Here we go. Wow, it's just super fast up here. The women are running up the hill, already out of breath. They're all grouped together. Got bikes over the shoulders. There's Karen Brams, the leader of this whole thing right now. Wow, pretty crazy. Here comes Martina Botella. Here comes Megan Gagne. Kate with Santa Cruz Cycling. Barb Howe. The girls are getting up. They're mounting. It's pretty intense action here. It's all together. I just saw Tiffany Cromwell. There's Liza Rochetto. Here's Vanessa Drigo. All right. She's throwing on the mount. There's the ladies on the first run up. Very, very intense here in the TRP break zone.
Okay. Bike Sport Radio reporting live. Right here in Shoreline Village, we've got our Category 4s on the start line getting their final instructions, and also our Category 4 single speeders as well getting ready to start the race.
They're making the corner.
And we've got about 20 riders out here today in this field, Shoreline Village, and special thanks to Gladstone's restaurant. 30 seconds to start. Final countdown coming. And yeah, fix your bib number. Here we go, listen for that whistle. 15 seconds. All right, they're off. Woo! Starting 1 minute to the start. Tour de Tucson. 8,649 riders, I think he said, here on Bike Sport Radio. I'm looking out over this massive wall of riders. Started. We ain't moving at all back here for a while.
Woo.
Brown, Bike Sport Radio. We'll be coming back at you shortly.
28 miles into the ride, almost a third of the way, and waves and waves of riders, unbelievable amounts of riders passing me, and me passing them, actually. I don't know. I worked my way up to 1,000 riders to go, still in front. Woo! One of the support groups on the side of the Tour de Tucson, and I'm going to settle in on a nice pace line here on Bike Sport Radio. We're back. We're back live on Bike Sport Radio. Well, not live, recorded.
With Amy!
I caught up with a local from California, Amy Hunter, who registered twice. I saw you register twice. How'd that go? Did they give you any money back?
After begging.
Okay, cool. I didn't know you could beg. All right. We're about a third of the way to the ride now, and this looks like a good group to hang with for a while. So I'll be reporting back to you from Bike Sport Radio. All right. 50-mile mark. Just past the 50-mile mark. All right. Coming up on the retro bike. The downtube shifters.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. You go faster than me on the downhills, huh?
Yeah.
8 speed? 7 speed?
8.
8. All right.
My old commuter, I put some pedals on it.
Oh, wow.
Decided to try it.
Way cool. So we crossed the creek crossing. People were falling all over the place in the dirt, deep sand. More fans along the lining the course there, and the sandy section kind of splits everybody up. You gotta literally run with your bike, cyclocross style, here on El Tour de Tucson on Bike Sport Radio. Mile 85. Rest stop. Group of 50 of us, about 27 miles an hour on Tangerine Road. I think we got about 20 to go until we get to the finish here. El Tour de Tucson. Alright, here we go. The last turn. 109 miles. Found a tandem. The tandem's pulling us in. See the finish line now, I think. The convention center. Just ahead a little ways. Yeah. And, woo! The sounds of a locomotive and a tandem. We're at 59 miles into the ride, and reportedly only 22 minutes behind the leader right now in this little gruppetto. 22 and a half minutes behind the leader.
Don't blow it up.
On Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio.
No, I said don't blow up the group. You got a good group, don't blow it up.
Yeah. How was the finish? Whoosh! 209 miles in a sprint at the end. Oh my God.
Hey, what you're listening there was the Tour de Tucson I got a chance to participate in, and that was some live recordings all the way to the finish, including the finish. 109 miles, over 8,600 and some odd riders, just waves and waves of riders. It was an awesome ride out there in Tucson. More sounds of bike racing coming at you on Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am. And let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I gotta tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad, thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen. Woo! Okay, we're here with the Free Youth Races, just finishing up now. Free Youth Races. Aaron Ward, Frankie Reed, JoJo Marks and Spencer Ward, way to go, guys. At the Urban Cyclocross Round 4, right here in Shoreline Village, Long Beach. Okay, here they come on lap 1, heading towards the end of the 99 switchbacks on this fabulous course out here at Shoreline Village. And the Vertican Bros going over 1 and 2. One of them is riding with flat bars. 18 and 20. That's Garnet leading brother Griffin, Griffith Vertican, and a series leader in the Masters 35, Alex Hall, Southie Wheelman, right on his wheel as well on their first lap. Unofficially, I think third and fourth coming by here in the Masters 35, Cello Pacific's Jesus Ortega and David Williams. I don't know who's in front of who, but they're riding neck and neck, 310 in the front. That's Jesus leading David Williams, both from Cello Pacific on their first lap. And coming out of the barrier right here, Al Morinaga, riding for Team Velocity out of Fullerton. Look at the look on his face. He's like, oh my God, what hit me? How do you like those switchbacks, eh? Okay, our leaders, men's open pro, Garnet Vertican, Griffiths Vertican, The Path, and Bear Valley Bikes, heading into the finish line stretch, and I don't know if we're on laps yet or not. And the Masters 35 leader, Southie Wheelman, Alex Hall. There he is, coming down the bike path. Alex Hall. He's also our series leader as well, looking to pick up 8 points today in the overall series, Urban Cyclocross Series. This is event number 4 out of 5 races. All right, Masters 35 plus, Masters 35 plus. Look at this, a hotly contested race for second. Very hotly contested race for second. Jesus Ortega, David Williams, Shell Pacific, and Al Morinaga has now bridged the gap from Team Velocity. Al Morinaga bridging the gap. So very hotly contested second place on the course right now between Ortega, Williams, and Morinaga, heading down the finishing stretch on that long, long grassy stretch after doing the taxing and technical switchbacks. Second place, duking it out in the Masters 35, Jesus Ortega, David Williams, Chela Pacific, and Team Velocity's Al Morinaga. Al Morinaca in the middle, an Al Morinaca sandwich, and they're going over the barrier, getting ready to get to the finish line where they'll have one lap to go. And there's your Masters 35-plus leader, Alex Hall from South Bay Wheelman. And I don't know if it's Ortega or Williams that's taking the lead, one of the Cello bros, Cello Pacific. And they're going to have one lap to go for second place, guys. Hammering it out. Come on, keep pushing. Hang in there, Al. And Jesus, David Williams. I think it's David Williams on the front. I can't tell. And they're going to have one lap to go when they hear the bell. All right, there it is. One lap to go. One lap to go. An incredible fight, dogfight for second place in the Masters 35-plus at the Urban Cyclocross Turkey Cross here in Shoreline Village. One lap to go, one to go. And your Masters 35 leader right there, South Bay Wheelman's Alex Hall. He is free and clear of the rest of the peloton, coming down to maintain his series lead overall in the Urban Cyclocross. Come on by and pick up your leader's socks, Alex, also. Series leader's socks. Alex Hall, congratulations. We're here with the tailgating party at Urban Cyclocross number 4. And Roger Jorgensen over there on the single speed. Frank said, what did you think of the course today, Frank?
It was a very, very scenic course across from the sports arena, right by the water at the marina. And
Lagoon, huh?
Lagoon. Very good, you know.
Mural of the whales. You got the Queen Mary in the background. How about the grass? How'd you like the switchbacks?
Yeah, a lot of switchbacks, but the grass was real nice because very smooth and not very bumpy at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How'd you do? Did you win?
Yeah, I got first.
55. Congratulations. Woohoo!
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I was racing against some guy named Brad House and
that other promoter. Right on. And Roger, did you win?
No, I took a second in 55.
Place. Single speed.
And single speed B, I took a first.
Single speed B win and a second in the 55. You did two races.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you like the switchbacks in the course?
That was my only recovery, is finding that line and then coasting downhill.
Huh.
So that was my recovery
interesting
zone.
Yeah. I found the switchbacks interesting also. You know, it was cool when you come out on the straightaway, you could just hit the gas and just punch
yeah
it. And then you get those switchbacks. You just, it's technical. You just got
to,
like
it,
you said, find the line, go back and forth, back and forth. It was a good opportunity for riders to catch up.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like as much of an opportunity to lose riders.
Yeah.
So kind of bunched up there. The straightaways are where you really get away. So
yeah.
Thanks for coming, guys. You'll be on Bike Sport Radio, Internet Radio. It's all about bike racing. Bike racers are what you need to race bikes. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Masters 35s.
Coming up to third place, we have Jesus Ortega, racing also for Cello Pacific.
Jesus!
In a hard-fought second, third, and fourth. They were all together till the end.
All right, in second place, racing for Velo City, Al, say it for me, Brad, where do you go?
Al Morinaca. Winner.
I see how it is. That's all right. That's all right. It's a matter for nothing. It's a matter for nothing. All right. Finally, in first place, racing the Masters 35-40, we have Mr. Alex Hall.
South Bay Wheelman.
Alex is also the series leader in points in the Masters 35-40. And
socks.
So along with his check, he gets a pair of socks. Congratulations. Did you already get the first one?
Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.
That's right. Special thanks to Anvil Cases. Anvil Cases putting up a $450 Anvil tool case. This is a bike tool case. Rollabout with collapsible handle.
fits in like a carry-on luggage. It's really cool. It's got little slots in there to put all your tools in. And bookcase. That's for the winner in the Pro Open, in addition to the cash purse of $350 in the top eight. Also, the Masters 35 you'll be racing as well. This is Open Masters 35, all ages and abilities, and one through four. So we'll be staging you up shortly for the final event of the day. Brought to you by Back on Track Productions. Big thanks to Gladstones and Cruise Racing. Cruise Racing Cycles.
Who won?
Garnet
got it? Yeah. Was it a sprint then?
Yeah.
Wow. It was close, huh?
Yeah, I tried to drop him several times, but...
I saw.
Couldn't get rid of him. He stayed with me.
Way cool.
And still on the grass. He just got him at the line.
What did you think of the course?
That was tough, actually.
You had to pedal everywhere,
fun,
huh?
Yeah.
Daddy.
You liked the course, huh?
The long straightaways were really tough, but I kept it together that way for sure.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Nope, I didn't crash.
Daddy didn't crash again.
Yay.
No, good job. So you're getting like a $450 tool case, roller from Anvil, and cash.
Right on.
And your brother gets cash. And
Where's the awards?
Gladstones. It's see that bridge over there?
Yep.
You go under the bridge and take a left and go around behind the restaurant. You can bring your bike in, secure parking and everything, but
okay.
It'll be official pretty quick. So
right
as soon
on.
As they take the yellow over there. And thanks for racing, man.
Thanks, man.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, hey, we're in the final lap, the final month of the year for bike racing in Southern California. December is right around the corner. And we'd like to thank you for listening to Bike Sport Radio, another edition. And we usually close with some sort of comment about advocate issues. And I got to talk about Tucson. The Tour de Tucson was awesome. I can tell you, drivers out there are so aware a cyclist. It's just amazing. And they move way, way over and give you plenty of room when they're passing cyclists. So all drivers out there, I wish they drove like they did, like they do in Tucson. It was really something else. So congratulations, Tucson. Very well done with the awareness, bike awareness. Great drivers out there in Tucson. And that brings us to another edition of Bike Sport Radio. We'll see you next time. Later on when the squad car came.